new lower price of just $27.96. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 11/30 when exclusions apply. Whirlpool offer valid through 11/19 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together.
Well, it's Green County Tech's basketball to start this final period as they lead 40-35. Thomas takes an inbound pass from the far sideline. She walks into the front court, throws it over to Edgar. Now ball goes over to Gramling. Over to Potter. Now to Thomas on the right wing. Her finds Gramling on the low block. Now she'll dribble out to the right corner. Throws up top to Thomas. Thomas going down towards the lane. Now goes back out to the left wing. Throws up top to Potter. Back over to Thomas on the left side. Thought about the three. Now she's heading towards the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Allie Thomas now with 12 points, 42-35, and that ends a Mount Holmes 7-0 run. Here's Walker into the front court, throws over to Husky on the right side. Takes the screen, going into lane, now kicks out to Pfeiffer, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now with 15 points, 42-38, Tech leading it. A little over 7 minutes left to play in this contest. Here's Thomas into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Drills to the right side. Throws it up top to Gramling. Gramling will give it to Potter on the left. Up top to Thomas now. Thomas dribbles to the right wing. Finds Hudson there on the paint. Her layup a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Tech. Here is Edgar going into the lane for layup. She can't get the follow to go. And this time Mount Holmes gets the rebound. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Eagles. For the Lady Bombers, that is. She dribbles to the right wing. Gives it to Pfeiffer there. Who's going to pull up for another three. Good! 18 points for Hannah Pfeiffer, and this is a one-point game all of a sudden. 42-41 our score. 6:20 left to play in the game. Ball goes down to Hudson on the low block. Tech with the one-point lead. She throws it back out to Gramling, who gets the three. Good. 14 points for Tiffany Gramling. It is a four-point lead for the Lady Eagles once again. 45-41, a little over 6 minutes left to play. Here's Walker with the ball up between the circles. She throws it over to Martin on the right side. She takes the screen from Pfeiffer, gives up top to Foreman, over to Walker on the left wing. Now she'll take the screen from Foreman, loses her footing. Now looks like a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Just slipped there, I guess, I don't know if it's just a little perspiration there on the floor. You'd think they'd wipe it up after that happened. Kinley Pritchard checking into the game for Green County Tech as Gabby Hudson will take a seat. Again, 5:47 left to play in the game as Walker inbounds it to Martin, who immediately puts up the jumper off the glass. Good job of using the backboard there by Emma Martin. She's now in double figures with 11 points. 45-43, Tech leading it. 5:37 left in the game. Here's Thomas back the other way for the Lady Eagles. Throwing it over to Potter. On the left wing goes to Gramling. Now back to Thomas, who will reset the offense. Mount Holmes in a man-to-man once again. Thomas throws over to Gramling on the left wing. Her pass was almost knocked away, but now going into the lane for the cutting layup was Kaylee Edgar off the glass and in. And looks like Tech's going to take a timeout quickly. We'll take it with them. 5:17 left to play in the game. The Lady Eagles lead Mount Holmes 47-43. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And this reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yelva, Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside. Tim Tibbs, my producer, back to the studio. Mountain Home with the ball as Tech leads 47-43. A little over 5 minutes left to play. Here's Husky with the ball on the right wing.
This is ABC News. Just because it's the middle of the week doesn't mean a little me time should wait for the weekend. Visit Groupon.com or the Groupon app to find your Me Time Tuesday. Go to the beauty and spa category to find massages, mani-pedis, and other salon and spa treatments local to you. Look your best, feel your best, and save doing it. ABC's Daily Deal, sponsored by Groupon. Download the Groupon app and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Available on the Apple and Google Play App Store or visit Groupon.com.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. There is a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land, November 22nd.
The paint kicks over to Walker on the right side. She'll take the screen from Foreman. Well, it looked like she was about to. Pfeiffer will give it to Martin up at the top, who puts up the three, will not go, and the rebound controlled by Greene County Tech. 3:43 left to play in the game. Lady Eagles with the ball, leading by a deuce. Thomas has it between the circles for Tech. Dribbles toward the left side. Now gives it to Potter. Back to Thomas. Thomas will dribble closer to the half-court line. And right now, looks like Tech's kind of content on milking some clock. Thomas will give the ball over to Edgar. She's going into lane for the easy layup. No good. She was going into lane and had a wide-open look to the basket. All of a sudden, Anna Grace Foreman got there to block the shot, but also committed a little bit. That is Foreman's third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. First free throw for Kaylee Edgar, no good. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. She currently has 7 points. Second shot, good. She's now one of two with 8 points, and it is a three-point lead for Tech. So because of the missed free throw, this game stays one possession. Pfeiffer will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She gets into the front court to Foreman. Now goes up top to Martin. Martin will dribble toward the right side. Now she goes back up top. Over on the left, gives it to Husky there. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:47 left to play. It is Greene County Tech leading 48-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imagine Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imagine Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imagine Things, 425-2610.
.247 left to play as Husky inbounds it from the far sideline to Walker, and we are back underway. It is Tech leading 48-45. Walker with the ball on the right wing. She'll take the screen, head down towards the lane. Now it's going down into the left corner. Now dribbles back up to the top. Gives over on the right side to Husky. Husky will give it back to Walker as they reset the offense. Walker dribbles to the right side, gives it to Husky up the top, back to Walker, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the long rebound is controlled by Tiffany Gramling. She had the ball knocked away from her in the backcourt by Foreman. Good defense there, but it will be Tech inbounding the basketball over in the backcourt. Kinley Pritchard will check out of the game for the Lady Eagles as she's replaced by Gabby Hudson. Looks like Mount Tom's going with the zone press defense right now. A little over 2 minutes left to play. It is a three-point lead for the Lady Eagles as Tech is able to break the press. Now it looks like Mount Tom's going to switch back to a man-to-man defense. Thomas will dribble to the right wing. Gives it to Edgar. Now up top to Gramling. Grambling over to Potter on the left side. Now back up top to Thomas. Almost had the ball knocked away from her. And now a foul is going to be called. Riley Walker is going to pick up her third personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against Mountain Home. So they still, Mountain Home still has one more foul to give. They currently, the Tech has committed 8 fouls in this half. The inbound pass to Kaylee Edgar. She couldn't handle it. The ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. That was a big, big turnover there, and Mountain Home with another chance to tie this game up or cut it to a point. It is 48-45, Lover, minute and a half left to play. Pritchard back into the game for Tech, replacing Hudson. Walker has it, throws it over to Husky on the right wing. Now she'll take the screen, gives up top to Foreman. Over to Walker on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Chases down the rebound. A jump ball will be called, and I believe
we are experiencing a few technical difficulties. We will try to reestablish contact with Matt Sharp and come back with the finish of this game.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, sorry about the technical issues. I'll tell you right now, Hannah Pfeiffer just put Green County Tech in the bonus. And so one and one being shot by Gabby Hudson. She hits the first one to earn the bonus, and that makes a two-possession game with 105 left. Second shot for Hudson. No good. Gets one of two on a trip. She now has 3 points. 49-45 as Mountain Home comes away with the rebound. 1 minute left to play in this game. Here is Walker with the ball. Dribbles toward the top. Finds Emma Martin on the right wing for the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Green County Tech. And Mount Home's going to have to foul before too long, and there it is, the foul called on Peyton Husky. Another 1-1 coming up for the Lady Eagles. That's Peyton Husky's third personal foul, team foul number 8. Against Mountain Home. It will be Haley Potter at the free throw line. She misses the front end, the 1-1, the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Walker with the ball, 35 seconds left, a 4-point lead. Husky throw over on the right side, 3-pointer, in and out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Green County Tech basketball with 29.8 seconds left. Checking into the game for Tech right now is Skylar Boyd as she replaces Haley Potter. Inbound pass from Boyd. Thomas almost lost it, but he gets it to Boyd. And 27 seconds, the ball goes over to Gramley, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Peyton Husky. That is Husky's fourth personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Lady Bombers. It will be Grambling at the free throw. Kaylee Edgar at the free throw line. Where so far, she's one of two with 8 points. She gets the first free throw here, so she earns a bonus. 25 seconds left, so she has one more free throw. She cannot get the second one, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 50-45, here is Martin throwing it to Foreman. She's going to put up the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Edgar, and she was going to be fouled by Riley Walker, and so Walker was going for the rebound as well. That is Walker's fourth personal foul, and that puts Tech in the double bonus with 16.1 seconds left. Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 16.1 seconds left. It is Grant County Tech leading 50-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, we'll be Kaylee Edgar at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity after Riley Walker commits her fourth foul. First free throw is up. No good. So it will stay a two-possession game regardless whether or not she hits this next free throw. It's a five-point lead right now for the Lady Eagles. 16.1 seconds left. Second shot is up good. She's now double figures with 10 points, and she's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Sabrina Kellett. Oh, they took some time off the clock before anyone ever inbounded the ball. They took 6 tenths of a second off that clock. It says 15.5. It should say 16.1. Okay, they've got that fixed now. We are back. About ready to get back to getting underway. Martin will inbound it to Walker. Walker quickly into the front court. Going into lane for the layup is no good, but will draw some blocking foul. We'll head to the free throw line. That is on Sabrina Kellett. I believe that's her second personal foul. Team foul number 9 against the Lady Eagles. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for Riley Walker with 10.5 seconds left. So far, she's 1 of 3 with 1 point. First free throw, no good. Kellett will check out of the game as she's replaced by Kaylee Edgar. One more free throw for Walker. And she gets the second one. She's now 2 of 5 from the free throw line with 2 points. That makes a five-point lead. 9 seconds left. Here is Edgar with the ball. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt and will head to the free throw line with 6.2 seconds left to play. Riley Walker, I believe that is her fifth. Riley Walker's going to have to come out before Kaylee Edgar shoots these free throws. And she picks up her fifth personal foul. She's going to be replaced by Leah Jackson. So again, Kaylee Edgar at the free throw line. First shot is up. Good. One more free throw for Edgar. And she gets both. And that makes a three-possession game, which pretty much puts this game, out of reach. Well, a hard-fought battle for Mountain Home. They were able, after trailing by 12, they were able to come back and make a 13-2 run. But Tech a little too much there in the end. And they're going to come away with a 7-point victory. Our final score tonight, it was Greene County Tech defeating Mountain Home by a score of 53-46. We'll come back and check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees.